Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Lay back, man. So I'ma get something smooth on this. Check this out. Only time I drink.
Are we talking, let's see, Genuine? How y'all doing? Listen, guys, oh my goodness. Okay, it was, listen, I was so waiting for this interview. Is anybody doing that? Anybody again? I'm so hyped for y'all. I'm all over the damn place. Listen, this is Jenny DeSantis with the Blog Radio Talk Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited. We have all-time coming entertainment. I tell you something. You guys are something else, let me tell you. Wow. The whole weekend, I'm going to get on here. The whole week, guys, I had so many amazing people on here. So, I mean, the whole game is just beautiful. And I've just been having a great time, and I'm ready. Let me look. I hope this is fun. Is this Mrs. Taylor, or do I have someone else?
Hey, Miss Sandra, how you doing?
Is this Miss Tay?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
All right, let's go, baby. I was like, wait a minute, hold on, let's get this right. How you doing, sweetie? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm great. How are you?
Oh, honey, I am doing amazing. I got to tell you something. Listen, okay, so Tay, we're going to have some fun on here, but Tay, I got to get you for something. Before we get started with the interview, guys, listen, I got to talk to Miss Tay about something before we do that. Miss Tay, where were you at with the Pain movie? I was looking for you, baby. Where were you?
I had, like, a lot of family issues, so I had to get that under wraps first.
Gotcha. No worries, because I got something for you, baby. No worries. I got something for you. That's nothing. Don't even worry about that. We got some more. I got some more stuff for you. Don't even worry about it. Listen, y'all, let's get started with the... Hey, Carlos, let's get started with the interview. First and foremost, sweetie, tell everybody, Tay, where you came from.
I'm actually from North Charleston. Right there, down Rivers Avenue, what is now Horizon Village, born and raised.
Wow, Horizon Village. Is that a Rivers place?
Yes, ma'am. All the way down Rivers, like going towards downtown area.
Okay, I got you. So you come in the other way. Okay, I got you. Because I know North Charleston, but not really, really well. You know, so you've been here all your life?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Gosh. And you know what? I can't believe I've never seen you before. I can't believe you. You're so beautiful. I don't... Huh?
Sandra, I be hiding.
I guess.
I work and I go home. Yes, ma'am.
I guess because, listen, if somebody's pretty as you, I should have seen a long time ago. I'm like, what? Why have I never seen her? What's going on here? No, I'm serious.
No,
like, I was like, oh, my God, where has this lady been? Wow. But you know what, darling? I am so glad that you're out now, and I'm glad that you're doing your thing and all that good stuff. So listen, tell us a little bit about your modeling. I want to start with your modeling. When did you think about modeling? Well, you know, who was your, I don't know if it's Patrice that helps you with your modeling, but tell us a little bit about that.
Well, modeling has always been a childhood dream for me. But, you know, growing up in, you know, my household with my family and my parents, it was always education was first. I always had my face, you know, buried in a book. Always had my face, like, buried in school or doing something academically. So I kind of put that dream on the back burner. What actually made me want to start modeling is I would have to say it was actually my baby cousin, Renyla. Her mom actually told me, you know, going to school, she was like, Renyla was getting bullied a lot. And you know, it wasn't any surprise to me because, you know, growing up as a dark-skinned, you know, female, I used to get bullied too. So she came to me and she was like, you know, they were being mean to me and saying I'm not pretty or, you know, nobody wanted to be my friend and stuff like that. And then I was like, you know, Renala, honestly and truthfully, you know, it happened to me too at a young age. And I didn't feel good enough. I never felt, you know, pretty enough. So she was like, she was in complete disbelief. She was like, you? She was like, nah. She was like, are you serious? And I was like, believe it or not, you know, Renala, I said I faced a lot of that coming up. And I mean, honestly and truthfully, still, you know, at my age now, I'm still dealing with those insecurities. And working with Long Time Coming Entertainment, man, they're like mad supportive. And they don't know how much they help, you know, break me out of that. Working with Patrice, believe it or not, Patrice is actually my cousin, so it's kind of in my blood. And she helped me fight through a lot of that. But honestly and truthfully, it was, you know, wanting to show, you know, girls younger, the younger youth, that we all go through it, and you just gotta, you're always more than good enough. You're more than beautiful. You know, your beauty starts from within. You work on yourself within, and I truly believe, you know, what you give to yourself and what you believe and what you put into yourself, it manifests and it ascends on the outside. So, yeah, it was her, actually.
Great story. And I want to back up a little bit, Tayrene. And the reason why I say that is because you said I got bullied. I am so not for that. And it's disgusting to me. But let me tell you what I thought you was going to say. I thought you was going to say I got bullied because I was too pretty. That's what I thought. I didn't know it was. No, I'm serious. I really thought you was going to say that, honestly. Because you just don't look like the type to me that somebody would bully because you're so pretty. So I didn't think, I thought, you know, maybe like jealousy of kicking and a lot of girls start, you know, bullying you for that reason. You know, so for you to be as gorgeous as you are and all the things that you're going through to actually tell us that, I really commend you for that, my lady. I do. Because a lot of people will not tell about their bully, being a bully or anything like that. And I am so sorry that you had to go through that, but I honestly thought you was going to tell me the opposite. I never in a million years would have thought you'd tell me that in regards, because you said, what, they didn't think you were pretty man. You said that they because of the dark skin thing or something like that. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was basically colorism. Yes, ma'am. I get a lot I get a lot of, you know, you're pretty for a dark skinned girl, or, you know, you're pretty for a chocolate girl. Yeah, I get that in the box sometimes, pretty. Yeah, and I don't let it bruise my ego. You know, I say thank you and I keep it moving. Like, so yeah.
How do you feel? Let me ask you about that, too. We're going to move on with it, but ladies and gentlemen, this is such a good topic, and I can't think of a better person that, because she went through it, I can't think of a better person to help us understand it. You know what I'm saying? Now, you said, does it not bother you, or are you okay with somebody saying, you're so pretty to be a dark-skinned person? Hey, that doesn't get on your nerves sometimes? Why can't you just be beautiful? Why can't you just be pretty? I don't understand.
I mean,
does that ever talk to me.
It does. But sometimes I take it as, you know, that person just don't know what to say to me. Like I learned to take it as my beauty has intimidated you, so now you have to box it in to make yourself feel comfortable enough to approach me and to speak to me. So I mean, honestly and truthfully, I kinda take it as a compliment now. Now I take it as a compliment.
Because what you just said was exactly the way it is. You said, you know, sometimes some people do that, and just so they can feel good about themselves, they will put it in a box. And you couldn't have said that just now more better than that was beautiful the way you put that out there. You know what I'm saying? I just think you're beautiful. I've never looked at you and said, oh, she's dark skinned. Actually, she's gorgeous. I even told her when I thought, oh, she's so gorgeous. I mean, I've seen so many pictures of you, young lady, so many. I mean, I've seen picture after picture after picture. Facebook, Color Show Me, just so many pictures, especially when you got with him. He was so happy, and he was showing me your pictures. He's happy about all of y'all. But, you know, yeah, he is. I love the way, I don't know, when you are modeling and when you take those photos and stuff like that, does somebody tell you how to stand, or do you do that by yourself?
It's Patrice. It's actually Patrice.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still adjusting. Man, tell me about it. I'm still adjusting.
Man.
So she's the only person that I can say. Every time she's around, I feel comfortable. I almost cling to her. I had her laughing because, you know, a couple of months ago I went to North Carolina and for an event. And I was like, Patrice, I'm not going if you're not going. I can't do this. And she started laughing at me. And I was like, man, listen, I have a nervous breakdown. She was like, I'll see what I can do. You know I'm coming to make sure you're okay. And she came, and it made me feel so much better. It made me feel so much comfortable. I was so confident. Whenever I look for confidence in anything I'm doing, I look straight to Patrice, honestly and truthfully.
Wow. Is it because she's your cousin, or is it because she's Patrice? Or is it a combination of both?
It's honestly because she's Patrice. Looking at her work, you know, the experience that she has in it, I don't feel no lack of doubt with her, honestly and truthfully. I can say I'm very much so confident in her.
God, she's a badass, y'all. Shout out to Patrice. She does her thing. She got y'all straight. Every last one of y'all, and I love it because she looks at you, she knows what to do, what not to do, you know, all that good stuff. And you can tell all of y'all model very differently. You model to your character, or you take pictures like to your character. From what I've seen of me observing, you know, the whole long time coming entertainment and all the models you guys got in there and all the girls and, you know, all the great stuff you got going on there. And you know something, Tay, another thing I want to, I like to compliment you guys on is, where is it that you can have so many females and not have the nonsense going on? I've never heard anything about you all. Only thing I hear is nothing but love, baby. Nothing but love. I've never heard no kind of, you know, nothing going on, you know, and it's very rare that you get a bunch of females in one place and you guys don't have that problem. And I bring that up so that anybody's on here listening, you know what I'm saying, that got anybody that may be doing that, acting up and carrying on and jealousy and all that nonsense, they really should take a look at y'all, for real. You know what I mean? They should definitely take a look at you guys. Because, yeah. If you want to speak on that, please do.
I would have to say that, you know, coming in this industry, you know, sitting down with Colors and Rock Fame and Patrice, you know, I was told that, you know, you're going to have hate coming from every corner. And they basically told me, you know, if people ain't, you know, talking about you, whether it be good or it be bad, you know, that means you ain't doing something right. So, honestly and truthfully, I can say that we confide in each other, and we, you know, we got different stuff coming from different angles, you know, different hate coming from different directions. But within a unit, I would say it's not even an ENT, it's within a family. We look to each other for that confidence and for that comfort and that reassurance. And we're so tight-knitted, I can say that, you know, shout out to, you know, Audrey Michelle and Rainbow. And it's honestly and truthfully, they're my inspiration. Like, the amount of confidence and the amount of love that they give, man, like, I'll go above and beyond. It doesn't make any sense because they go above and beyond for me, and they show that. It's the actions behind it. Every time they see me, it's nothing but good vibes. No matter how long I'm going, it's nothing but love. And they check in on you, like, shout the headliner, like, constantly. They're there. Even when I'm not around, I can still feel them. It's like, hey, you should do this. Like, hey, I saw this, and I thought about you. They're constantly tagging me in things. And I just sit back and laugh because, like, it's so much love. I don't feel no kind of animosity within the family. I'm not even going to call it an ENT. I'm going to call it a family.
Wow. This is beautiful, y'all. I love this. I love the fact that, you know, the long time coming entertainment gives other people that has, you know, productions and things of that nature, if they're going through anything, they really need to take a look at you guys and see what's really going on. And the reason why I say that is because I've not yet or seen or heard nothing about no fight, no jack in there, none of that. And I've known you guys for a lot of new y'all came, but, you know, like Roxanne and Colors and, you know, some that I know for years. But it's a lot of newcomers, you know. The guys, I knew them for years, but a lot of y'all are newcomers. And I've never seen anything go any kind of left. And when y'all came, I seen it just get nothing but better, you know. So whatever it is that you guys are doing over there, y'all keep it up, okay, because I think it's a great thing. And I love watching it, and I enjoy each and every last one of you guys. So let me ask you something. I'm going to move on to some other great stuff. Now, you do videos, right? You're Video Vixen. You go and do videos, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I want to say, what do you call them? Rap videos and all kind of videos and stuff like that? You do videos, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you have to talk to us about that. How do you, with you being so pretty and you going into these videos and stuff, and I know you're probably tired of me saying it, but I'm going to keep on saying it, and you go into these, and you go into these videos, Tay, how do you handle it? With you being so pretty, I know they, you know, and you, I don't want you to call no names or nothing like that, but what I'm saying is, how do you handle, you know, how do you stay so focused and stay so, you know, you go in there with guys, girls, whoever, whatever, and when you get in there, you know, where's your mindset at? That's what I want to know. Where's your mindset at?
When I get in there, my mindset is really is work. I'm putting in work. And what helps stay focused and what helps, you know, kind of keep me in that mindset is really, I would say, talking before I went into modeling, I had a lot of people, actually when I first started, I had a lot of people, you know, try to deflect their experience, you know, experiences that they had, you know, with modeling onto me. That being like, you know, one young lady was telling me, she was like, you know, I don't think I want you to do that. You have to be careful because, you know, my friend, she, you know, she lost her way. You know, she ended up degrading herself. And that's what I clung to, and I picked long-time coming ENT because they, whatever I say I'm not for, they don't make me do it. I can pick and choose what I'm comfortable with. And if I say, hey, Colors, I'm not comfortable with this, or hey, Patrice, I'm not comfortable with that, or I'm not comfortable with that person. They know me so well that Colors will actually, like, tell me, like, he'll not name dropping, but he'll be like, oh, I know you're not comfortable with this, so I'm not, he was like, I already dismissed that, just to let you know, he was like, but if you want to, you know, you can always come back to me and let me know. But they know me so well as a person and as an individual, they know what I'm not comfortable with. And I made a commitment to my family, you know, to my parents, my dad, that I will not lose myself in the midst of trying to do this because I understood and I know who I am and I knew who I were before I started modeling. And I'm not about to lose myself in this at all.
Wow. That's great. A lot of people do lose themselves, Arte, and I'm so glad that you focus. And, you know, that's something that you refuse not to do. You refuse not to lose yourself, and I think that's a great thing. I'm glad you said that. That's something that we definitely need to talk, that you talked about just now. Thank you for saying that, because not only does it make sense, it's the right thing to do. You know, and a lot of people lose their stuff, and then they just kind of go way off. And I'm so glad that, you know, Colors and them know what and what not, you know, to get you. How do you like doing musical videos? How do you like doing it?
I would say it's not bad. I would say that I understood that once I opened that door, you know, what can possibly come with it. I told myself that I was going to, you know, fully commit and get my feet wet and everything because, you never know what you might be comfortable with. I got my feet wet. I got my feet wet. So it was like, okay. Like, maybe I don't want to do this. Yeah, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. Or, you know, so, but I understood what I committed to.
So when you say, okay, and I don't want you don't have to go so deep or anything like that, but you just said, what you don't feel comfortable with regards to musical videos and things of that nature. I want to ask, does it have anything to do with certain things you may be asked or asked not to do?
That too. It could be what to wear. It could be, how to... what I really should have on, and I understood my mom, she told me, she was like, be careful what you wear. My mom really understands why I'm doing this. And it's also to build confidence within myself. And I understood, I really didn't know how much, young females looked up to me until, I actually met Roxane's daughter. And the light went off, light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, they paying attention. So it was like, now I got to be really mindful of how I handle stuff, how I handle myself, what I wear, what I say. So it's kind of pushing me in a better direction, knowing that they, like, the youth is watching, not everybody's watching, but the youth is watching.
And that seems to be really important to you, that you want to make, such a good mark for the kids, if you would. But at the same time, let me ask you this. Even though, you got the kids and they're watching and things of that nature, and you're saying you want to do things to make sure that, is it that you're saying you want to do things to make sure they don't look at you in a different way? And this is a question for you. You don't want them to look at you in a different way. How important is that to you?
It's really so much so important as far as for them to know that you don't have to degrade yourself to open doors and to move forward. You can still hold your head up and hold yourself to a certain standard and in very high regard. And still move forward, because you hear a lot about, I know since I've started, I heard a lot about, females degrading themselves just for a feature. Actually, I worked with a gentleman that actually spoke to me on it, and he said he lived in different places and he met different women, and he let me know. He was like, I met some women, he said, and don't allow yourself to go down that road. I felt like, whatever's for me is for me. If it's not for me, I won't have it. So I understood that I had to put some work in behind it to get it.
Wow. Yeah, that's dope. I see where you are. You're so focused. And I think that is great. I love the focusness that you have. And I love the fact that you say the yes and the no for yourself. It's very important to you, apparently, that you say yes and you say no. And I guess that's in my eyes, that's a part of your growth, of you growing, more into, a woman. You're very young, aren't you?
I'm 25.
Yeah, you look younger than that. Okay, so I'm just assuming, I hope that I hope I didn't put you in the, spot by asking that question, because you look young. I really thought she was kind of like 19 or something like that.
I got 16.
I'm like, what did you say, girl? Listen, you a grown woman, girl. Oh, my goodness. Wow. You did good. You took care of yourself. That's amazing. I like that. I like when people take years off you. Girl, I didn't know you was no 25 years old. Cut that out.
Yes.
Cut it out.
Yes.
But you're doing, well, whatever it is that you're doing, you keep on doing it. You understand? So, listen, open up some more stuff for us. Tell me some more things, that you've been doing. I know I've watched, you. Oh, my God, the pictures that you take are so great. Once again, shout out to Patrice. And you are so, all of you. I'm not, singling nobody out or anything like that. Everybody looks great. But I love I love your style. I love the way you dress. I love your bathing suits, all that good stuff. And then, I know you do videos. Now, what I would love for you to tell me where I can go out to see a video that you was in. How many videos you was in? How many musical videos you was in, Tay?
God. I would say both.
Good Lord.
I would say both. Oh, seven, eight.
I mean, where are we going to see these videos? Well, where are they at? Where do we go?
That's something we have to ask Colors. I don't know.
Well, then I'm going to have to ask Colors because I want to know where their video's at. And I'm going to put him on here in a minute because I want to know where the video's at. I have not seen you in a musical video yet. I've seen your modeling and all that good stuff, but I want to see you in the video. I want to see how you act, you know, all that good stuff. Oh, my goodness. I did not know no videos was out there. Maybe I'm not friends with some. I didn't know if maybe because I'm not friends with some of the people or I just need to go on YouTube. I'm going to get all that information from you, not just for me, for everybody that's listening. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we can all go and see what's going on. See you, you know, in another platform doing something different. Tell me about some more things that you do because I know the video vixen, I know you model. Do you do any podcasts or anything like that? I think you're into that too as well.
Colors is actually trying to get me more into that. I'm Miss Sandra. I'm very shy, like very shy. Oh yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Holy papers, okay.
So
wow.
Slowly but surely, yeah. That's why I cling to my co-model so much because I am very shy. I'm talking about emotional breakdown shy. So slowly
out.
But surely I'm getting out of that. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Like, you know, to look at you, you would never think it. It doesn't come across that you are at all. It honestly doesn't, you know, come across or anything like that that you're shy. So you hold it back very well. You know, you put it out there beautifully. Mm-hmm. I would never meet, huh?
I said, thank you.
Yeah, I would have never in a million years thought you were shy, Tay. Not at all. Not in a million years. So listen, tell me some other things, or if it's modeling, I want to know about the most one thing that you want to do if you're not already doing it. You know, if it's modeling, then, you know, then let's get more into where you want to go with that. What is the one thing that you haven't done you want to do, or what is the one thing that you're already doing now that you just want to make it bigger?
The one thing that I am working up to doing is music, actually. And the one thing that I want to continue to doing is modeling.
Okay, let's talk about the music. Oh, my goodness, this is getting good. What kind of music you want to do, young lady?
Mostly R&B. I'm not really into rapping like that, so it's a lot of singing.
Wow. So let me ask you something. What you're singing, right? What kind of route do you want to go? What kind of route do you want to go? Now, I want to name some people and tell me not to say that's who you want to be or that's what you want to do, but I'm just trying to get a feel of the kind of music that you're thinking about doing. Are you in the Aaliyah feel? Are you in the Brandy feel? Are you in the Monica feel? You know, like Janet is pop. I wouldn't say Janet, you know. So just kind of give me a person of not that, oh, I want to be like her or anything like that, but more of this is the kind of route I want to do. If it's, you know, what kind of music you're thinking about?
In the feel, I would say it's more of a Monica feel than a Brandy feel, honestly.
Oh, gosh. Now, you see, you picked up. Oh, my goodness. That is so. Oh, shucks. Wow. Well, no, I'm serious. I would love to see you go that route and do that. Singing, I never even would have thought in many years you would have brought up that that's something, you know, that you want to do, or is it just a thought or something you definitely want to do?
Actually, I grew up in a house full of music. My mom sings, my aunt. My grandmother, my uncle. Yeah, so originally I wanted to do music. But honestly, I can say I took the modeling route also to help me build my confidence and to get out of that shyness that I told you I have. Because, Miss Sandra, I'll go as far as saying good evening or asking you how you doing, and after that, you won't hear nothing else. I'm quiet unless spoken to.
Mm. Wow. Where did that come from, Tay? Is there something behind that as to why you're like that? It's just so quiet and, you know, things of that nature?
I think that my grandfather, he instilled that in us. You know, he always said a young lady should be, you know, seen, not heard. So, but when spoken, I'm very opinionated. And I can say I can hold a conversation with anybody and keep a conversation. Mm-hmm. He made it very important. He made sure that I understood that education was something that was very, very important for me to be able to hold these conversations. So I can say I can hold my own when speaking to anybody, handle myself very well.
Wow. Well, you know something, you kind of remind me of something that my dad used to do us back when we were in New York. And tell me if this is something that your parents did to you. This is a great conversation. You know, my father was always like, just to see if this was something, you know, as I just said a few minutes ago, you was going through. My dad, like when you go to restaurants, you would always have to put the fork the right place, the spoon the right place if a spoon was there. You know, you always had to do everything right. You couldn't put your hands on top of the table. You had to put it under the table. You know, is that the kind of stuff that you have, you know, went through? Not to say it's bad, but I'm just, you know, seeing if I'm adding on to what your parents has done. Is that anything that, your parents is very strict on what you're doing?
No, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, because I tell you, that really a mess. Thank you.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Listen, that was rough, you know, and I'm so glad that, you know, I'm so glad. Your parents are fantastic. I am so glad. So, you know, you talked about your family, and you said they were like, you know, there was a lot of music in your family and things like that. Have they ever been heard around Charleston or anything like that?
One of my brothers is a rapper.
Uh-huh.
His name is Lil Boss. That's one of my brothers. I believe he just performed at State in Orangeburg this past weekend.
Ooh. Stop it.
Yes, ma'am.
He don't rap in Charleston?
He does. A lot of his music videos and stuff are in Charleston.
Wow. Isn't that something? I'd like to interview him. Is he older than you or younger than you?
Believe everyone thinks that he is older than me, but he's actually younger than me. I'm the oldest.
Wow. Well, I mean, I would have probably thought the same thing too, Tay. I would have just thought the same old thing. So I know what they talk about. So, girl, I understand where they're coming from. You seem to be very quiet. You know something? As I'm interviewing you and we're talking, you know, I always try to make interviews like a conversation more than interviewing somebody, because you get more out of someone when you're just kind of conversating with them. You know, when the questions are so direct and so hard, people sometimes be like, oh, you know, and, you know, so when I just kind of, you know, just let it be, you know, you get such great answers and such great conversation in the interview, you know, and I love doing that. As I was interviewing you, I noticed that you are very quiet. That's what it seems like. And I noticed that you seem to be so, you know, off, you know, from, you know, just not the way, I'm not saying that, you know, when I say off, I mean, like, you seem to be off from people. Like, you say, if you just say, hello, how you doing? And that's it. That's exactly the way you seem to be, you know, it's almost as if you're saying, well, you know what, Nastasia's over there, I'm over here, so if I had to go over there, she wouldn't get this over the side of me, because then I would have to talk too much, and I normally don't talk, so, you know what I'm saying? So, I get it, Tay, I definitely get it, but I can't wait till you come out of that shell, because you're going to be 10 times a threat. You know what I'm saying? 10 times a threat than what you already are. And that's not in your crew. I'm talking to others. You're going to be 10 times a threat than what you already are. You guys are just doing amazing over there. You know, and we have no problem. You know, the last time you said you have family problems, don't even worry about it. I get that. Things happen, Tay, and it's all right with me. You know, but I want to ask you something. What kind of time do you have now? Should you be asked to go in a movie now, would you be able to, you know, put in your schedule?
Yes, ma'am. I realize, well, I'm learning balance, honestly, to balance work and modeling and my family. So And I used to work two jobs. I no longer do that. I understood that, you know, with dreams come sacrifices. So, and I really, 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 I can say modeling is for me. You know, working is something that, you know, is a must. Gotta get that bag. But
you gotta get
this
it.
Is a dream, and it's, yep, and this is a dream, and this is for me.
Can you talk about
so
the
I had to have a balance. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you do. And Tay, you know what? I just want to say this, if it's okay. I really would love to see you explore and not, you know, with that shyness. Well, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with it, but what I am saying is that your talent, your beauty is such a waste. And what I mean by that is that I want to see you do so much more. You know what I'm saying? When I mean waste, I'm not saying you're a waste. I'm just saying I would love to see you do so much more. You can give so much out here. You know, someone, when we were talking earlier, and you said somebody said, you know, you're a pretty dark-skinned girl. You know how many young girls out there hears that or don't understand it or get offended when someone says that? And, I mean, I never really ever looked at you as, oh, she's a pretty dark-skinned girl. I looked at you, dang, she is so fly. Look at her. That's what I said, you know. And I think that you can definitely be such a, just like what you said, Roxanne's daughter, you can definitely be such a great, you know, I'm trying to find the words for the youngins, a role model, I want to say, for the youngins. But I would love to see you fight through that, shy, fight through it, you know, bust through them walls, girl. And come on out here. We already see you. You're beautiful. You know, come on out. Open them doors, baby. Bust through. You know, because when you look at you, you already got that look at me without saying it. You don't even have to say it. People just goddamn look at you. You know what I'm saying? You know, girl, you better make some noise. You better stop playing, Arte. Make some noise, girl.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, come on. Working on it. Work on it, baby. Work a little harder. How about that, Tay? Work a little harder. We need you out here, girl. Come on now. Cut that out. And it's a good thing. You know what, Tay? It's a good thing that you did not do the first one because I'm wonderful to work with. I must say so myself. I'm so laid back. But I would have been like, Bobby, Tay, what's going on? What you doing? Get over here. Tay, that ass. Girl, you would have been probably cracking yourself up. Ask Donna. Girl, please. Listen. The way I am on this phone, I'm just like that person. Okay? Nothing changes.
I need
go,
that
go.
Energy. Bring that energy.
Hell yeah.
I need that energy.
Hell, you need, you did it right, you do. Yeah, you did it right, Tay, you do. You need it, baby. So we got to get it popping, even though you got the great team, you doing your thing. But I make a whole lot of noise. So with that being said, this is what I want you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys hear me telling her, asking her this. I got some movies out, okay, Tay? And one of them, I wanted to put you in, but it's already full. I'm not worried about that one. But there's one that I think you would be perfect in, especially with you being shy. It would kind of help really well with this role that I got for you. But what I'm going to do, Tay, is the people that I'm asking to be in it, I'm actually going to do a conference call and give the people, you know, you have to sign an NDA and give you the movie so you can understand what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? And what you can do before you say, yeah, just not, you know, take hold of the contract, if you like to just listen in about what the movie's about and then make a decision then, that'd be fine with me. You want to start there? Would you like to just start there and just kind of listen to what the movie's about? You want to start there, Tay?
I can start there. I can.
Okay. I'm just making sure I want you to be comfortable. You know why? Because here's the deal, darling. Once you hear the movie, you're going to be like, I'm in. I am in. I'm there. That's what you're going to say. Trust me. You're going to be like, I'm there. You're going to be, I'm in. And you're, Miss Sandra, this is great. Come on, let's go. And you're going to say, watch. It's a great movie. And roles that I want you and these beautiful women, all of y'all so beautiful to play, it's just amazing, you know. So wait, just, you know, we're going to come up and get with you, and I'm hoping that I pick a time to where everybody is off and you don't have anything to do, and we're going to do a conference call. I'm going to let you all know about the movie and what it's about and which roles will be and things of that nature. And when I do that, I'll make sure that Cullen knows so he can get with you, Tay, and you know. And then what I would do, sometimes I don't even mind doing it one-on-one. Let's just say some of the people can't make it and you got some openings. Me and you and Carlos will just get on there and do it and, you know, help you understand what the movie's about. And I do it at most people's convenience. You know, since I'm not working right now for a little bit, if you say there's a weekday and it's good for you or a weekend, you know, Friday and Saturday is not good for me, but any Saturdays through any time is good for me. So I just wanted to lay that out there for you. So listen, I definitely want you to be in this movie. So definitely I want you to listen to it. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to say, yeah, you're going to be, I'm in there. Let's go. That's what you're going to say. Say, you want to say it. And also, I want to bring something else to you. Also, I want to bring something. You can tell you shy, girl. Also, I want to bring something else to you. This conversation, you are, hey, get it together, baby. What I want to ask you. Yeah, yeah, you better have me, girl. Yeah, I want to pull you out of there, whether you like it or not. It's coming out. You better be ready, because I'm a wild 62-year-old, you know. I'm a D, ain't got nothing on me, okay?
Okay? I can see that.
But, yeah, she ain't got a damn thing on me. Hello. But listen, so, Tay, I want to do a live interview with you. How do you feel about that? Can we do that?
Most definitely. I can do that.
Great. Okay, so I got a lot of long-time coming entertainment. I got a lot of you guys that's going to be doing, live interview, a lot of you guys in the movies. Tay, you can't leave your team and not be in the movie. Come on now. You have to stick with the team, baby. So you definitely have to take this role.
That's the only way I'm coming through the
hell
door.
Yeah.
That's the
hell
way.
Yeah, you know. And I got to tell you, Patrice is in one. We got a nice little surprise for everybody. Patrice is, she's bringing somebody. We're not going to tell y'all right now. We're going to tell y'all a little later. I think colors know, you know. But listen, before we finish, I got somebody to say hi to somebody. Got a dog on there.
What's happening? How you feeling? I'm good.
Colors, I want to say something to you. Before we get started, hold on. I want to say something to you, Colors. You have an amazing team. You understand what I'm saying? You have a great team. I love what you guys are doing. I have respect for you guys, and you guys are just doing so well. And I'm going to tell you something, okay? You definitely want to show up to my Choice Awards. You definitely want to be there, Colors, you and your peoples. You understand what I'm saying? So you definitely want to be there. You know I don't do stuff on the Sundays that you do it. You know, I always know when you're doing something, so I'll do it a Sunday that you're definitely, you know, I don't do this. I'll do it a Sunday that you're not doing it. I think one time I had to do it, but that was just something small. It won't be in the Sunday that you're doing it. So just make sure that you be there. You know, if I was you, I would come. I would bring the team. So everybody needs to be there.
Well, you know, I come regardless. You got something going
I'm
on. Longer than
you.
Second Sunday, I'm there regardless.
I'm trying to tell you, you know, sometimes people need to know who has worked very hard in a city. You feel me? A lot of people working hard. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes some people are more deserving of something that people need to see. And with me saying that, you better be there. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to say no.
This is up. What's up, Tay?
What up?
I'm loving this interview. I'm just sitting there listening to you like she pulling you out. That's what's up.
Where did she see your person coming in? Colors, listen, I want you to verify something for me. Ain't I the same way in person?
Yeah, you are. I've known you forever. You are one way. There ain't no facade. You Sandra Wilson, take it or leave it. There ain't no in between.
Hello. So when I see you, be ready. I'm going to say, Kate, bring it in here. Give me a big hug, girl. Yes, I am. So when I see you, you better be ready. I'm not playing. No, I'm so serious. Like, I'm not
playing.
You were
doing good last night, Sandra. We were doing a movie reading for an upcoming movie called 7 Days Without Sex, and she was killing it on the table reading. I was messing up.
Wow. Get out. Well, I tell you what, Colors, we got to, you know, Tay got to come a little bit more out and not be shy because she got too much damn beauty talent, you know, even more than the beauty. And she got to come out and open up, baby. You understand? And give it to us because I know you got it all in there and you give it to us all, you know, because I want to see it, baby. So we definitely, you got to do it, baby. You got to come on out. You already out there. You're doing your thing. Don't get me wrong. But I know that there's more, Nante. I know there's more, baby. So let's go.
I'm ready for the R&B. I'm ready for the R&B, Tay. Woo.
Hell yeah. You talking about Monica? I love the hell out of Monica. Hell no, Tay didn't say that. She said Monica, one of my favorites in the whole damn world. Get out. So I'm ready for her to get that started too, Tay. You know, you got to get that started too, baby. You got too much in you. I hear you. You got too much in you. Collins, we're going to have to put you off because I want Tay to tell everybody all all her media is and give her shout-outs and all that good stuff, okay? So thank you so much, Collins.
Oh, no doubt. Your artist contract is in the cut, Tay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't forget that. Listen, Tay, give everybody your media. Let's go. Give it to them. Tell them where they can find you at.
Y'all can find me on Facebook. That's Tay Monae, T-A-E. Space MONAE, or on Instagram, that's TAE _ Monae, MONAE.
Okay. And you know, Tay, this, and even Colors knows this, what I love about the blog, it goes on the blog and it's staying there for years. So anybody like want to see this, they'll just go on the blog and pull up Tay Monae and it'll come right up. So you go on the Tandy Wilson Talk Show on the blog and pull it up and it'll come right up just in case anybody, didn't see it didn't hear it. So you guys can go pull it up, whatever you want to do. Please, by all means, go listen. Tell your friends to listen. She's just an amazing person. It was a great interview. I love the fact that she's shy, and I'm just getting them, cracking her up, and I just love it. I just love it. Yeah, I do. I really appreciate it. Okay, so listen, Tay Monae, and your name is so cool. Where did you get that name from? I got it. Where did you get that name from? Who gave you that name?
I came up with that. I was sitting on that. Colors actually met me at, I think his first time seeing me was actually at my second job 3 years ago contract. He gave me the flyer, and I sat on that contract, and I sat on that flyer for about 3 years.
Wow. Young lady. Give some shout-outs for me.
You already know I'm giving a shout out to the whole long time coming ENT fam.
All day long.
Some amazing people that I had the opportunity to work with. Ms. Dominique Lynch, y'all please check her out. Great stylist.
Ooh.
Ryan Timothy, dope hairstylist, natural. He can do anything. I've seen it. Brianna Simone, she gave me my first photo shoot, and I'm still working with her. Great energy, beautiful spirit, flawless makeup, pretty in you. That's always, she always going to be my boo, no matter how far I go. Even dope photographer. Shout out to Ariel Powell, baby. Keep doing it, keep pushing. Shout out to Sunno Ford. Amazing. Those swimsuits that you saw was actually some work that I did with him. He came with the wardrobe, and he came with Dominique, and he came with Ryan Timothy, and they worked so well together. And shout out to, some of my supporters. And y'all, please go check out my homie, The Best Ounce. He is so great. He actually was helping me work through my nerves before I even came on here. So, y'all, please go check out his music. I promise you, you will not be disappointed at all.
Wow. I'm going to go, what's his name again? Say that again for me, even though I can go back and listen to it. But say that again. What is his name again?
The Best Outcha.
Okay. He's on YouTube. I'm going to go check him out. I don't play. When I said I'm going to go check somebody out, I'm going to go check him out. And I'm going to go check him out. I might want him on his damn show. Come on. Stop playing. Listen.
He needs it.
And I'm going to check him out. I'm going to go check him out. As soon as we get off, I'm going to definitely go check him out for sure. Listen, let me tell you something, young lady. You're beautiful. You're talented. And I see nothing but great for you, because you're in a great place with the great people. You know what I'm saying? And I can't thank you enough for coming on my show. I appreciate you so much. I really do. Get out of it. Come on, Tay. Give it to us. I want to see more. I want to see more. You got so much inside there, my lady. Let's bring it out, okay? I got to say something. I want to shout somebody out real quick. I need to shout out Roxanne. This girl do the best. She, oh, my God, her posters are so dope. And
so
I want to shout her out. Yeah. She is so talented. She got so much going on. Shout out to Roxanne. That is, she does a lot of good shit. Y'all better check her out. But, oh, my God, her posters is crazy. Okay? So shout out to Roxanne. I had to say that. Oh, Donna, you know what, guys? Okay. Huh. I have never seen somebody support people so much in all my days. I think I say Nigeria. I'm going to go with London this time. She supports everybody. Shout out to Donna. Oh, my God.
Yes,
she supports. Yeah, she does.
Beautiful person.
Oh,
beautiful,
yeah. Yeah, Tay. She is. You're beautiful. Listen, I want to thank you so much once again for coming on my show. I appreciate you, young lady. I appreciate your whole team. I really do. And I can't wait to interview you live. And I'm hoping that you will play this part that I'm going to be asking you to play in the movie called Cutter. Okay? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the beautiful Monet. I said it right? I said the Monet right? Okay, we got it. Because you know,
yes,
I would mess your name up. I'll mess your name up. So listen, yeah. Shout out to Long Time Coming Entertainment. Shout out to the people that came on. A lot of 843s is on here. I thank y'all so very much. And you guys, listen, y'all are amazing. I got to give it up to y'all because y'all was on here crazy this week. And I really appreciate that. You understand? Good luck to you, girl. You don't need it, but good luck to you. And I'm hoping to be working with you real soon. So listen, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and do something real quick here. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, here she goes. I'm going to go ahead. I did it this week. I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to go ahead and give one of your team players, and I say team player, you know what I mean. You're a long time coming to the table right now. And I'm going to give you a little bit of stuff. We're going to go out with Blackberry House Party again. I'm not playing around.
What?
The beautiful table. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. I'm not playing, girl. We're going to do that. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, okay? She was on. Her music was playing. She wasn't even on here. I did that thing the day before yesterday. She was like, yeah, so I'm going to do it again, okay? Now, with that being said, Taylor, you're beautiful lady, and I can't wait to see you blossom and just go to the top. You understand? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cinder of the Cinder Wizards Blog Radio Talk Show, Miss Tay Monet. We really appreciate you. Bye, Colors. Thank you so much for all of what you do and giving me all you great people and all that good stuff, Colors. You're doing a great job. Don't forget, Colors, if I was you, I would show up at the Choice Awards. It would be at your best interest. You understand? You guys have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, Blackberry House Party, let's go. I love this damn song. I'm going to dance right now. Come on, let's go. I'm going to get it in. Y'all think I'm too old? I'm not too old. Shit. I need to be a dancer. I just retired. I still know my shit.
I do what I want. You do what you can.
If
I'm getting
right,
money on the daily, not no OnlyFans. I get it cracking like the 80s. I've been swerving since the 90s. I be feeling like the Kid and Play House Party. I be feeling like Kid and Play House Party. Like K-O-H-P. Hey, get it crunk up in the thing. Drop the Addy on the spot and I pull up with the gang. Drop it low for a real nigga real quick. Me and my bitches in here stepping and we checking shit. See how I'm rocking, how I'm jigging, how I'm grooving? Yeah. See how I'm rocking, how I'm jigging, how I'm moving? Yeah. Feeling my body, yeah, I'm cooling, let's get to it. Yeah. Feeling my body, yeah, I'm cooling, let's get to it. Yeah. Cause it's a house party. It's a house party. It's a house party. Cause it's a house party. Now I do what I want. Yeah. You do what you can. I'm getting money on the daily, not no OnlyFans. I get it cracking like the 80s. I've been swerving since the 90s.
My house party real quick, huh?
House party.
I don't kid around with niggas at the house party. I play with bitches who be switching at the house party.
It's a house party. It's a house party.
Ain't no snitches in the house. This ain't no mouse party. I keep a bag in the plan, bet the house on me. Mama gas with that ass, but the mouth on E. It's a house party. My type of house party. Shawty say she wanna fuck, she got the drop on me. I beat that
I got
okay,
a way. Keep a mop on me. 9-4-8-M. It's a couch party. Police trying to shut it down and fuck the cops on T. Now light it up. I don't give a fuck. Liquor in my cup. Cut the light. Smoke me up tonight. Let me live it up. And I'm live. I'm a whole vibe. She can't get enough. Got my DJ in the house. Already know he fuck it up. Play my song. All I see is stone. She stick out her tongue. All that ass. Got me numb. The party ain't never done. Play my song. All I see is stone. She stick out her tongue. All that ass. Got me numb. The party ain't never done.
I do what I want. Yeah. You do what you can.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting money.
Oh, wow.
On the daily. Not no OnlyFans. I get it cracking like the 80s.
Cool.
I've been swerving since the 90s. I be feeling like get a play a house party.
Yeah.
I be feeling
uh-uh.
like get a play a house party.
Yeah. I play my song. All
go
I see is she stick out her tongue. All that ass got me numb. The party ain't never done. Play my song.
Uh-uh.
All I see is song. She stick out her
hey.
Tongue. All that ass got me numb.
Song,
the
yo.
Party ain't never done. Huh?
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Blackberry, but I would like to say hello. Thank you so very much to beautiful Tay Monet. You understand? You guys have a great night. This is Henry Sanders with Blog Radio Talk Show. Good night, y'all.